Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank Him, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done, is doing, and will do in our lives. We serve a big and a great God, a God who can do anything but fail. Why do you worry? Why do you concern yourself when you serve the God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills? Why do you give room for Satan to worry you and stress you out when you know that God can make a way out of no way? Whether doors have been slammed in your face, it does not matter. Why? Because God will open up a window and pour you out blessings that there shall not be room enough to receive. Saints, I come to you today to let you know that God is still in the blessing business. He has not gone out of business. He has not allowed the wickedness of the world to deter Him from blessing you, healing you, delivering you, and setting you free. God is a good God. I'm grateful. I'm happy today that the Lord has blessed us to come together one more time. He didn't have to let us live. Don't ever take God for granted. Don't you ever believe that you deserve to be here. For the last couple of weeks, I've been giving you a word that I wanted you to just marinate on for the week or for that time until the next time we got back together. First, we talked about praise. Then we talked about worship. I moved it to faith. And then last week, we was dealing with mercy. Today, I want to just land in your lap the word grace. Grace. We deserve harsh penalties, but grace looks beyond our faults and caters to our need. Saints of God, the Lord wants you to know that He has bestowed His grace upon your life. He has bestowed His grace in your situation. I know you messed up. I know you worried about something you promised the Lord you would not worry about. But grace gives you a chance to fix what you did wrong yesterday and get it right today. It was grace that woke you up this morning. It was grace that's going to start you on your way. It's grace that gives us the opportunity to roll on and run on to see what the end will bring. Saints, of all the things we have, I pray that you hold on to the strength and the power of God's grace in your life. Because with grace, you don't have to have been perfect. With grace, He gives you another chance. I know we sing songs of Zion that talks about God is the God of the second chance, but I come to tell you, with grace, God is the God of another chance, and another chance, and another chance. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus, And today, that's my word of opening up to you. I want you to understand this power in the grace of God. There's healing in the grace of God. There's deliverance in the grace of God. But the most important element, I believe, that's in the grace of God is giving us another chance to get it right. That's why I celebrate under grace, because He's given me another chance to get it right. For those of you who are on the call, maybe you feel you got it all together. But here's the truth. Whether you've done something in deed, thought, or in action, you made mistakes. As a matter of fact, you're making mistakes. Thank God for grace. Grace gives you another chance. And today, I celebrate Jesus. I celebrate Jesus because He has given me over and over and over again another chance. It's grace, my brothers. It's grace, my sisters, that got us to where we are today, because we don't deserve the blessings that the Lord gives to us. We don't deserve what God has blessed us with, but He looks beyond our faults, and He constantly caters to our need. Aren't you glad that the grace of God is being shown and displayed and lived out in your life? We don't sin because grace is available. No. We don't do that. But when we mess up, We are very grateful that God's grace is there to pick us up. God's grace is there to bless us, to heal us, and to deliver us. And for that, we thank God for grace. Remember, the perfect will of God was in our life. It was established, and we could not live up to it. And since we could not live up to it, God wrapped himself in flesh. He came to this world. He lived among us. He suffered and he died for us. He went into the grave for us. But on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And that power that he got up with, it speaks to the grace of God. It gives us the opportunity to get it right. It gives us the opportunity to one day see Jesus face to face. And today, I'm grateful. I hope you are. I hope you are grateful for grace. And I hope you don't sin just sin, but you're grateful that when you make a slip up or a mess up, God is there to bless you, to heal you, and to deliver you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I remember years ago when my daughter was just being potty trained, and we always taught her, you know, once you go to the restroom, that you ought to flush behind yourself. And I never will forget, we were on our road trip and we were going somewhere. And when we were going, she went in and to go to the restroom. She did all the things we told her to do when you're in a public restroom. And it was taking her a long time. It was taking her a long, long time of being able to come out of the stall. So I said, Ashley, are you all right? And Ashley said, Daddy, I'm all right, but I have a problem. So I'm thinking something has gone really wrong. So I opened up the stall door. And I see her standing there. And she's standing there. And I said, what's wrong, baby? She said, Daddy, you said do this, that, and the other. But the main thing you said was to flush behind yourself after you used the restroom. And I said, yes. She said, there's no handle here. And I said to her, oh, baby, I forgot to tell you. When you use these type of bathrooms, they don't have a handle. All you have to do is walk away. It'll flush up, the flush behind you. You just move out of the sensor area, and it'll dispose of your waste for you. Ever since then, I've been thinking about grace. That's what grace does for us. When we try to fix it, when we try to flush it, when we try to dispose of it, we can't do it because there's no handle there. It's when we walk away from it that God flushes it away and say, my grace. It's sufficient. My brothers, my sisters, you may not have caught the analogy, but I hope you did. Because there are some things you can do. When you use the manual bathrooms, yes, you got to flush it. But when you get those automatic things, that's a symbol of grace. Grace says you ain't got to flush nothing. We know you did some, you have some waste here. But what you're going to do is you're just going to get finished doing what you're doing, and you're going to come on out. And when you come out, I will do the flushing for you. I pray today that you let grace live in your life. I pray today that you allow grace to do its job and not let guilt hold you and halt you and keep you in the stall while you're trying to figure out how in the world are you going to get rid of the things that you've done wrong in your life. God says, I put grace in your situation. You just walk away from it and watch me flush away all of the waste that no longer is your concern. It's my concern, and I got something available to make it happen. This morning, I want you to trust God that God has done what he needed to do, that you may run on to see what the end is going to be. I trust this morning that you will recognize that God is the author and the finisher of your faith, and everything you need, he has already supplied, and everything you ever would ever hope for, he has already put in the path of your ability. So today, this is the day that the Lord has made. We must rejoice over grace. We must rejoice over Jesus Christ himself. He made sure everything we needed, We have. And today, it kind of leads me to the scripture I want to share with you this morning, because all too often, we find ourselves trying to figure out what God is doing in our lives. So we worry and we concern ourselves, and we worry and we concern ourselves. We worry and we concern ourselves. The Lord led me to Psalm 37 and the 7th verse. Psalm 37 and the 7th verse, and I just want to drop this in your spirit, and we're going to pray this morning as we prepare ourselves for a new day, a new opportunity, and a fresh anointing of God. Listen to Psalms 37 and 7. Listen to what it says. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently before him. This morning, I just want to talk to you for a few seconds about be still. Yes, yes, in the midst of whatever's going on in your life, be still. In the midst of trying to discover and unearth the answer that God has, that you're waiting on God to give you, be still. You're moving too much. You're doing too much. You're trying to make things happen that the Lord is not a part of. He's telling us this morning, be still. I know you anxious and you want to make it happen. I know you anxious and you want God to answer right now. The Lord said, be still. We know the story of when the disciples, they were on the boat and they were going to the other side. I just preached it a couple of weeks ago at Ezion Fair. And when they were on their way on the other side, the Lord went in and went to sleep. He got into a deep sleep. The boat was rocking and shaking. The storm was raging. And the disciples were scared. They were upset because when they discovered where Jesus was, he was still asleep. The Lord is saying that we are to be Christians. We are to be Christ-like. We ought to treat ourselves and our storms and the things that happen in our lives as Jesus would. He would not concern himself with the storm. He continued to sleep because he recognized that as long as he's on board, the ship cannot go down. Can I give you a word this morning? As long as Jesus is on board with you, you will succeed. As long as Jesus is with you, you will make it, and it will happen in your favor. All things work together for the good. Did you yet not know that the storm has come to strengthen you? Did you yet not know that the storm won't break you, but the storm came to bless you? Did you yet not know that the storm did not come to destroy you, but it came to develop you? See, when you be still in your spirit, God ministers to you. Don't try to be super saint, but be under the Savior's wing, recognizing that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. You have to recognize that. You have to stand in that. You have to believe that God knows what he's doing. God knows how to fix whatever has gone wrong in your life. Stop trying to be God and let God arise in your life. There are things that happen in our lives that God permits so we can lean on him, so we can trust him, so we can believe him. Today, be still. That's what I want to say to you. That's what I want to put in your spirit. Be still. Calm yourself. Don't allow the enemy to win. Don't allow the enemy to get you so upset that you forget about the awesomeness, the goodness, and the mercy of God. God is there. He's standing by. God is there. He's making the way. God is there. He's opening the door. Be still and know that he's God. Calming your soul is about surrendering your worries and concerns and trusting God's control rather than anxiously fretting. Do you trust him? Is the question that first comes to my mind. Do you trust him? Because listen, if you trust him, you know he can do anything but fail. If you trust him, then you know he'll work it out. If you trust him, then you know he'll be a bridge over your troubled waters. You will walk through wet places, but he'll let you walk through them on dry land. Let's not be wearied in our well-doing. Let us not fret ourselves over the things that we see happening in this world. God is in control. Yes, the enemy may be raving very loudly, but you got to calm your spirit and be still and know who God is and know that God works in mysterious ways, and how he works doesn't always agree with nature. How he works doesn't always agree with what our will is. But whatever is best, Lord, we submit. That has to be your prayer. Whatever is best, Lord, we submit. It hurts, it may hurt, it may be hurting. But whatever the Lord permits, he will get you through it. He is your God who does all things well. That's why this morning we talked about grace at the top of the morning, because we wanted to tell you that the grace of God will get you to the next level. It won't be based on your perfection. It'll be based on his ability, his power, and his might. So this morning, calm your soul, calm your spirit, and let God arise in your life. The call of God in this moment is for you to be still and trust in the perfecting timing of God. God has the timing when you're going to come out victorious. It doesn't look like it right now. It doesn't look like you're going to win. It doesn't look like you're going to succeed. It doesn't feel like everything is going to be all right. But the morning will come. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. That's what that means. You're going to feel the tension of the night, but the tension of the night is what strengthens you to be tenacious in the morning. So this morning, as we celebrate Jesus together, this morning, as you listen to hear a word from the Lord is saying, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that your powers are limited. Be still and know that your ability is limited. You can do more than you can do. But I serve a God. But you serve a God. But we serve a God who can do anything but spell. Be still and know that God is Yahweh. What does that mean, Pastor? Be still and know that God is the God of I am. I am whatever you need. Moses asked the question, now that you want me to go down to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people of God go, who shall I say sent me? He says, tell him Yahweh sent you. What does that mean? Where is the authority? I am that I am. Whatever you need, God can provide it. I didn't say whatever you want. I said whatever you need. As a matter of fact, God can provide whatever you want. But God does not work against his will. So whatever you need, according to the will of God, he's able to supply it. Healing, he's able to supply it. Deliverance, he's able to supply it. Salvation, he's able to supply it. Hope, he's able to supply it. You have to trust God. You have to believe that God can do anything, anything but fail. He can do anything but fail. Your anxiety, it represents your lack of faith and trust in what God is doing in the moment in your life. Let's do away with being anxious. Let us release ourselves into his care. He cares for you. He loves you. He wants better for you. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. The circumstances that you experience is temporary. Recognize the permanency of your God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Your job is to trust him. You woke up this morning, not because you deserve to wake up, You woke up this morning because he wants you to know that his grace is sufficient for whatever you're going through. And he wants you to be still. Be still. Be still. I speak it into your spirit. I speak it through your ears. But I pray you don't hear my voice. I pray you hear the voice of God in this moment. He says, be still. Why, Pastor? Why? That's the question this morning. Why be still? Pastor, I need to know. Number one, because God has a plan. He wants you to be still because his plan is to develop, not destroy or distraught you. He wants you to be still. He has a plan to make you better. He has a plan to make you stronger. He has a plan to give you everything you need. But the only way he can make it happen is that what is going on right now in your life has to occur. It has to happen. Oh, Pastor, it's hurting. Oh, Pastor, my flesh is upset. Well, listen to me. God is not concerned about your comfort. He's only concerned about your character. He wants you to have the character to be able to trust him. So today, the first reason why he wants you to be still is because he has a plan. Let the plan of God be perfected in your life. Let the plan of God be effective and work out in your life. But there's a second reason why. Not only should we be still because God has a plan, but also because he has purpose. There's purpose in what you're going through. His purpose is for you to trust him. His purpose is for you to be strengthened. His purpose is for you to be able to do what no other man or woman can do. And that is to trust in God and watch God work it out. I wonder this morning if there's anybody else on the line today who can really testify that you tried the Lord, you trusted the Lord, and the Lord worked it out in your favor. You didn't like what was going on. You didn't even like the environment that you were placed in, but the Lord worked it out. The truth of God's word of weeping endure for the night became a reality of the joy in the morning. See, the preparation of what we go through, the purpose for why God sends us through all that he sends us through, is so that we can get to the gifts that he has for our lives. Saints of God, nothing you go through is wasted. There's a gift behind everything that you go through. So when you're going through a storm, know that a gift is on the other side. When you're going through hurt, know that gifts are on the other side. But will you get stuck in the storm? Will you get stuck in the hurt? Will you get stuck in the trauma? Or will you come through praising, thanking, and giving him glory? Because listen, he's God. He has everything under control. And he has not forgotten you. He knows your name. He knows your number. He knows your situation. And he's already had your way of escape. Trust him today. He has a plan. Trust him today. He has purpose. But lastly, most powerfully, he has power. That's why you have to be still. He has all the power. Satan does not have dominion over you. Satan is just a roaring lion who has no teeth. The Lord your God has all the power. The Lord your God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. He has all power, and every power, every force of this world is under his control, under his authority. So today, listen to me. The plan of God, the purpose of God, and the power of God has come together to give you another opportunity to get it right. Be still. Be still this morning. Call somebody else. Tell them, be still. When they call you trying to trouble your nerves with all the stuff that's going on in their world, tell them, be still. Speak it into their lives. Speak it into your life. When the enemy starts to give stuff in your mind, don't hold anything captive in your mind that is not God giving you peace in the midst of whatever you're going through. Tell yourself, be still, and know that he's God. Be still. I speak it in your life today. That's my prayer for you today, that you would be still, that you would see what God is doing, that you would experience what God is doing. So when you come out, you'll say, it was good for me that I was afflicted. Now I see the hand of God. Now I feel the presence of God. Now I know that I know that I know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Saints of God, this morning I rise to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ that he's able. I rise to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ that he can do anything. I rise to testify that if you be still, he'll work it out. I know he will. Won't he do it? I know he will. Somebody on the call today can testify that God will do it. God has done it, and God will keep on doing it. What will he do? He'll bring peace in the midst of your storm. He'll bring healing in the midst of your hurt. He'll bring deliverance in the midst of your drama. Saints of God, be still. That's your word today. Be still. That's your demand today. Be still. That's what God is calling you to. In the midst of driving the church today, in the midst of trying to work stuff out today, I want you to be still, because the grace of God is what's going to keep you. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? Who wouldn't serve a God who can make a way out of no way? Who wouldn't serve a God who can bridge gaps in our lives? This morning, God, we thank you. We thank you for the peace that you've given us. We thank you for the peace that holds us. And God, most of all, we thank you for your grace. Because even though we say we won't worry, even though we try not to do the things that are against your will and against pleasing you, we thank you for grace. Because you give us an opportunity to get right what we've gotten wrong. This day, God, we say thank you. Father, we pray, and we lift up Sister Tanya Hayward. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless her, strengthen her, and give her peace. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Trustee and Brother Charles Myers. God, continue your strength. Continue your miracle working power. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones. I pray, God, that you will strengthen her and keep her. I pray, God, that you will be her God. And God, keep her in the name of Jesus. We lift this morning Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Thank you, God, for what you have done in their lives, what you are doing. We continue to bless and pray for Brother Ben Mobley. God, keep him. God, strengthen him and those who cover him. And Lord, now we pray for those who have brought prayer lists to the call. I don't know the circumstances, but I know you, God. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly. So, God, I send you to it, and I say thank you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for fixing it. Thank you for turning it. I stand with them today, and I pray according to your will, let it be so. And now, God, I pray for every person who can hear my voice. God, it is not my voice that they should concern themselves with, but God, it's you. And I pray that your voice will become my voice. And God, that you would speak directly into their spirits. Peace. Peace and be still. Father, speak the peace of God, that they may be still and know that you're able to fix it. Know that you're able to turn it. Know that you're able to make a way. Know that you're able to bridge the gaps. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, bless this day. We pray today for every person's pastor who's on this call today, and even the pastors who are on the call today. I pray for them today. I pray, God, that you will strengthen their cords, that they may be able to declare the word of God to the people of God, that men, women, boys, and girls will cry out, what must I do to be saved? I pray this morning that the authority of you will show up in worship today. And God, that you would have your way. Have your way today, God, in every pulpit that's declaring the word of God. Let God, you arise in every area, every space, every pew in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And Father, we thank you for what you've done for us today. You've told us about grace and you taught us about being still. We're going to trust you today and we're going to move forward. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Have a good week and a good month.